Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The U.S. has had another record day of coronavirus cases. Johns Hopkins researchers today report a record 249,709 cases of COVID-19 in one day. An additional 2,800 people died nationwide. Meanwhile, states are going to get less of a new vaccine than they originally expected. A top official in charge of the federal government's coronavirus vaccine effort, Operation Warp Speed, is apologizing. Army General Gus Perna told reporters today that he was responsible for confusion in states across the country about how much vaccine would be arriving next week. NPR Selena Simmons-Duffin reports.
Earlier this week, state health officials and governors began speaking publicly about their vaccine allocations being cut by around 20% to 40%. In the news conference, Perna told reporters he took responsibility for the miscommunication.
The mistake I made is not understanding with exactness all the steps that have to occur to make sure the vaccine is releasable.
He said he realized the actual amount ready to ship next week was much lower than he expected. He said he hoped to make the process more predictable for states going forward and that they remain on track to allocate 20 million doses by the end of the year. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
In his first comments about the SolarWinds cyber hack, President Trump is downplaying the massive cyber attack that's affected multiple government agencies. NPR's Aisha Roscoe reports that Trump also contradicted his own government officials who have said that Russia is most likely behind the attack.
President Trump says that the media is making the cyber attack look bigger than it actually is. Trump tweeted that he had been fully briefed and everything is, quote, well under control. He had been silent about the hack that has involved at least a half a dozen federal agencies. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called it a very significant effort and said that it was pretty clearly Russia that launched the hack. Trump, without offering any evidence, said that China may be responsible for the attack. He also falsely claimed that voting machines may have been hacked as he refuses to acknowledge he lost re-election. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
On Capitol Hill today, the Senate is in session and House members are on standby as lawmakers are still working on a nearly $1 trillion COVID relief package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's time to move a COVID-19 relief bill across the finish line.
I appreciate the good faith spirit that has characterized my talks with Democratic leaders, Speaker Pelosi, Leader McCarthy, Secretary Mnuchin. But the American people cannot feed their families or pay their bills with Congress good faith discussions. They need us to act.
Congress has passed and the president has signed into law a two-day stopgap spending bill. This is NPR. Portugal's government has said it is widening an inquiry into the alleged mistreatment of detainees by immigration officials at Lisbon Airport after fresh reports of violence and intimidation. Alison Roberts has more from the Portuguese capital, where there are calls for the breakup of that nation's immigration service.
The Portuguese government opened an inquiry last month into allegations made anonymously by a Brazilian national that were published in a newspaper. Now that same paper and one other have reported new allegations. They quote former detainees at the airport as saying that they saw officials mistreating other foreign nationals, with two beaten so badly they were left in wheelchairs. The immigration service has been under fire since the death in March of a Ukrainian man held at the airport. Three inspectors faced trial on homicide charges. The director resigned last week after the interior minister announced plans to overhaul the agency, but there are calls for the minister to go too. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Holiday festivities in the nation's capital are being sharply curtailed. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is ordering a ban on indoor dining for 3 weeks, starting on Wednesday at 10 p.m. and extending through January 15th. Washington's public health emergency is now extended through March 31st. Meanwhile, as Washington, D.C. officials have been noting for weeks that their vaccine allotment is only a tenth of what's needed for local health care workers, neighboring states of Maryland and Virginia are each donating 8,000 vaccine doses to the District of Columbia. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.